This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keith live at Polar Park. I would say, Keith, Marcelo Meyer worth the wait. That was good stuff.
I would agree. I'm pretty easy to sway, but he's already my favorite player in the organization. His answers about ghosts and aliens really set him apart. Tremendous. Also, he's a very good player.
Saw ghosts as a child. He grew up above a former cemetery, and he said he was going to fact check it. I said, please don't.
No, good. I'll take your word.
Yeah.
And then he also said during camp, and credit to Bradford for pointing me in this direction, but in camp they thought their
He's a big Bradford guy.
He is. Yeah. So he had they thought they had a ghost to the point where they were all ready to pack their stuff and leave.
Yes.
They're like, we're not going to even mess with this. And that turned out it was just another one of the roommates messing with everybody, which is hilarious. But no, he's got good confidence, but not in like a
cocky way.
Not at all. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's hard to blend that line.
Yeah, he's like
he's super confident of himself. He's fast. He should have made the team out of camp. He, you know, this, that, the other thing. He also doesn't love being grouped in with the other prospects.
No,
they're all individuals.
That was very clear. He doesn't.
Didn't like it.
No.
Because I'm glad you went back to that, because we asked him something early on about, you know, they're all tied together, and he made kind of like a face.
Yeah.
Not like annoyed or anything, but just sort of like, yeah, of course.
And he doesn't like the nickname the Big Three, which, good, that nickname stinks. They're not the Big Three.
They're not the Big Three. No. And this is also not even the first version of this Big Three. And then it was a Big Four. Then they traded one guy. Now it's back to a Big Three.
Which good point.
Just leave that to the Celtics. The Celtics had their Big Three of the 80s. Then they had their new Big Three. We're done with Big Threes.
We're done with Big Threes.
Call him something else.
Yeah, so he's out too. I got a little nervous. You're rethinking Haas of the Week, right?
Yeah, because he's listed at 6'3", 195, which may be what he is, especially if he's so fast. Big old paws on him, though.
Big mitts.
Big paws.
Big mitts on him. That's true. Or hooves in this case. But I was a little nervous when he's like, when I asked him about the games played, and he goes, well, you know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I go,
well,
yes.
No, I mean, that is.
I go, yes, sir, I do.
Yes, sir. You're like, I can't run down the hallway without passing out. But no, it is true. Like, that has been a knock on him is, and, you know, one of the reasons why at one point.
Right, like it's a fair question. I probably could have asked it less douchely, but it's a fair question.
But stay true to you. So don't feel like you need to tweak for anybody else. But he knows he needs to be out there on the field more. And baseball's weird. There can be all kinds of strange injuries. And then once you get one, and also maybe when you're in the minors, it's different than if you're in the pros.
Uh-huh.
Right, as far as like, do we really need to like go crazy to get this guy back on the field, or like part of this year is just getting your body completely healthy. But yeah, he did have a lot of different injuries. It's why like Roman Anthony passed him on a lot of those baseball prospectus rankings, is just because he was a little bit more available than Myers been.
He also broke, I think a little bit of news. Maybe this is a well-known thing. I don't pretend to follow all my minor league info that closely. But
we're breaking the news.
But I was Googling around yesterday. He said he's going to play four at short, one at second, one at third.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're getting him ready. They're giving him different avenues to get to the big leagues.
And
so,
he just wants to be in the big leagues.
Yes.
Which is
also apparent.
I'm a shortstop.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe deep down he's like, I am a shortstop, and that's ideally where I end up. But, you know, if you have to crack into the majors – like, Jackson Holliday is with the Orioles. He was the top shortstop prospect in all of baseball. They got Gunnar Henderson. So it's like, all right, you want to be in the majors, you're going to have to play some second base. And so maybe that's what it is early on. Hell, Bogart started. Remember, this is a John Farrell genius thing, but he's like, Steven Drew's our shortstop. Steven Drew, for God's sakes. But, like, yeah, Bogart started third. I don't think that's where he wanted to start.
Nope.
But that's where it goes. No, but I thought he was great. I'm glad we came down here. I'm glad we had a chance to meet him and talk to him.
No, I would say that was worthwhile. Potentially awkward there for a stretch. Speaking of that, Jackie Bradley is scheduled to join us at 1:30. So I'm excited for that. You see he's throwing out the opening pitch.
Somebody print out all the tweets Jones has had about Bradley over the years and hand them to him before he comes in?
So that he's throwing out the opening pitch at Polar Park here today, signing autographs for fans. A great arm. Great arm. I always said it, Keith. I always believed in his arm.
They should actually have Bradley, and maybe they're already doing this, should he throw out the first pitch from the warning track and see if he can?
Yes.
He might be able to reach him,
yes.
For God's sakes.
They just put my face on a catcher's mitt. So he's going to join us at 1:30. I'm not sure what that means for the grab bag. Marcelo Meyer, who just joined us, and I'm not sure who tweeted this out, but it's captioned right now at WEEI on Twitter. It's the big three. It's me, you, and Marcelo Meyer.
Oh, that's actually really funny.
So I'm not sure who did that, but kudos to whoever captured that. So that's up, as is the full interview on the Odyssey.
Look at
app.
The mitts on him.
I told you. Hey, guys. Haas of the week.
Like, I'm an average-sized guy. I look like a little kid next to him. The mitts.
Yeah, I look like the littlest of the three of us,
well, yeah,
for sure. there's no doubt about
that. That is.
But the full interview's up on the Odyssey app. If you missed any of it, good stuff. We're biased, but good stuff from Marcelo Meyer, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Take it with you wherever you go. So, as we mentioned, the grab bag, a little touch and go today. We'll see how much of it we get to. We were going to do week in review when Marcelo decided to join us. So let's knock out some more week in review here.
All right, let's start with Tony Marinaro from Montreal. For some reason, is still talking Four Nations. He called our show a while ago and was very excited about it because I think he Canadian punked us. So then this time he wasn't calling under a fake name, but he's still doing the simulcast thing. I can't figure this guy out, but he seems pretty fun and harmless. So here was Tony Marinaro on Monday.
Hello, Curly/Tony.
Tony Marinaro, how are you guys?
We're great. How are you,
sir? Doing fantastic.
The number one story today, here anyway, is, and I'm wondering why it's not there.
Swayman Zadorov.
Is it? Did you guys watch the game yesterday between Canada and USA at the Four Nations Cup?
We can't get enough of it. We loved it.
Who was
it? Yeah, it was a good game.
It was
no,
pretty
guys,
good.
All kidding aside, uh-huh. How concerning is it that 11,000 people showed up to a game in the United States to watch the U.S. men's national team?
Is this still a big talker up there? This is still a big
thing? Well, I know you don't have a basketball team. You don't have a football team. You don't have a baseball team, sadly.
This is still
good
a
uniforms,
thing?
Though, those Expos ones. But that's fine.
Unfortunately, we don't.
Milk it dry.
You're right. Guys, listen to this, though.
We were already playing this. This is honestly a good song. I would never boo it. We're not going to boo it. It's a good song. That's probably funny. Still saying that got canceled, right?
Yeah,
that
got canceled.
I put Tony on hold. I'm just curious. Is he still there?
Hey, Zoo Rocket,
Tony, really? This sounds like a commercial.
Yeah, I don't get it.
In French.
So the next layer to that is his fake character to like Boom Roast Us was Curly in Boston.
Yeah.
And he made a shirt with like a cartoon face of him on it, and now he's trying to send them to us.
Apparently they're on the way.
No, I was going to say.
They're en route.
I believe they are. I mean, it's from Quebec.
They
so
might get
knows?
Stopped at the border.
Correct.
They might not get in.
We
got
to pay an extra 25% on those.
I'm not paying a loony or a toony for those things. I'll tell you that right now. But no, those are supposedly en route from Tony Marinaro.
Yeah.
And we'll be getting those just like the D-tackle from Florida will be getting his award as Hoss of the Week.
All right, let's go to a caller from Tuesday who got a little bit confused.
Meanwhile, Russ is in Connecticut.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. My concern is the O-line left side, and I have a thought for a receiver, 6'6", 260, Tyler Warren out of Penn State.
Yeah, he's a tight end. We've talked about him. Yeah.
153 catches, 19 touchdowns, a safety valve on the left side of the field. He's got Henry on the right side.
Oh, two tight ends.
I'm with you.
Yep. Nice. Thank you.
Okay. And then the other thing.
You're actually with me. I'm the Tyler Warren guy, but okay.
Oh, yeah. Nice with me.
Yeah.
Okay. And I would like Keith.
Yep.
To get us, a tackle on that side. They're looking at this young man from BC yesterday.
Oh, Ozzie Trapello.
That's
we're going to let you go on that one.
Duck yeah. Boats. We're in lockstep.
I mean, that was pretty fun.
What a ride.
He agrees with me somehow, some way. But I still love the left tight end, right tight end.
No.
He'll be on the right tight end. Do they need a good left tight end?
The man has rethought offense.
You go ahead and float him around. You can move him.
Right.
Yeah, he can line up anywhere he wants.
Because when he said left side of the offense, we were definitely thinking offensive line. He kicked that all the way out to a second tight end.
So you thought that was fun.
Oh, I
How
did.
About the ride we went on with this caller?
Steph Diggs is top two in contested catch rate the last 3 years. I have another point after this. You want to guess who number one was?
Keenan Allen.
Yep.
Wow, great guess.
Oh!
So those AJ Brown.
Oh.
My point is, Vrabel is building what he built in Tennessee is why they're taking Aston Gentry. They're not taking Abdul Carter. It's either going to be Hunter as a wide receiver. It's Aston Gentry as a running back. Now, think about that lineup, boys. I'm kind of excited about it. You line up Steph Diggs on the outside. You got Aston Gentry in the backfield. Maybe we're cooking a little bit here.
Ryan,
excited for the year.
Ryan, can I ask you, are you the guy who's tweeting at me a bunch about this is how Vrabel built it in Tennessee? Is that you on Twitter?
I don't do Twitter. I'm the guy that compared Wick Rospeck to Billy Madison.
Beautiful. Well, that's good. So, what a ride that was.
The take you might know me from the Billy Madison.
I'm most identifiable from Wick and Billy Madison. Got it.
Sometimes just listening back to yourself, it's so stupid. Why even ask?
Well, sometimes you're like, oh, this guy's been on a long time. In real time, it doesn't feel that long. And then listening back to it.
It feels longer re-listening. Yeah. No, it does.
All right, let's get away from the callers for a moment here, Jones. We have, I don't know if this is a PSA or not, but this is something that you could do to sort of help your overall health.
I would rather Rodgers than that guy. But it's close. For Wags, you get Ciara, whereas Aaron Rodgers, no longer with Shailene Woodley.
No.
Eating clay. They would eat clay.
No, I know.
I don't know if there's a lot of nutrients in clay.
She also really believed in the sun on her private parts.
Hell yeah.
That was something that she believed in.
Why not?
What, you don't believe in that?
Burning everything. I'm ashamed to even light my home on my private parts. Never mind out in the sun.
You're also supposed to, when it's a full moon, get out there a little private parts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't tried that.
You don't rip your clothes, you turn into a werewolf.
Well, there's that, too.
That's true, yeah.
But next time there's a full moon, go out if you have just a little outside space, right on it.
I like it. Up at the monument.
Worth a shot.
All right, what else we got, Billy?
Would you rather the flashy genitals at the sun or the moon? No.
Moon. Less chance of a burn.
Yeah, moon for sure. Yeah.
Moon.
Absolutely
the
unanimous on moon. Oh, I forgot to even mention that. We were talking about how great Marcelo Meyer is. I left out the fact that he's with me on catchers and infielder.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
He had a good retort.
It was great.
I didn't have the heart to battle him on that one, but he had a good retort.
The pitcher of the infielder. He goes, he's on the mound.
I was like, damn.
Awesome.
Got me there. We should ask him about werewolves. Next time, we'll ask him about werewolves.
Oh, we will. Hopefully, there will be a next time.
Yeah. Well,
it
was barely a first time.
No, that's true. But we got there.
Yeah, we did.
If you're listening on the podcast, you'll have no idea what time.
You have no clue, yes.
He was on the time we promoted. So, random baseball player took a little bit of a hiatus, much to the chagrin of really everybody. People did not care for the timely random college basketball player.
No. I mean, half the time, you didn't even like it.
No, it could have gone better, I think. But here's some of that.
Wichita State.
Oh. Am I up first? Ron Baker?
Fred Van Fleet.
Oh, good one. Oh, good. Landry Shamet.
Xavier McDaniel.
Oh, great one. Great one. The X-Man. Positive. I'm pretty positive about line.
What did you say? Line, like from a play? Wichita State. That is a tough one. We got four
just
total?
Nick, just tell us. No hints or anything, but just are there obvious ones?
Yeah, you're missing a couple obvious ones.
Obvious ones.
A few moments later.
Landry Shamet.
No. Austin Reeves?
Jones said Landry Shamet.
I did say Landry Shamet.
Oh, well then Fred Van Vliet was the other one.
I said Fred Van Vliet. He said Fred Van Vliet.
Oh, well then we got all of them.
Thank God baseball's back tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Okay, so there were
you
no more.
Shamet. You said Shamet?
I said Shamit.
It literally went Baker, Van Fleet, Shamit, McDaniel.
Yeah, we've got basically everybody from Wichita State.
Oh, speaking of, Nick, do you mind doing random baseball player today? Just because I'm sitting so close to Jones, I don't want to have to pull up the guy's stats on my laptop.
You can't do it on your phone?
I got to be honest, I don't care for the accusation.
I think you might steal
it.
I don't care
for the screen peeking accusation.
Maybe not even on purpose. I guess I can do it on my phone.
I wasn't a screen peeker at Madden, never.
All right.
Well, come on.
Madden? You're screen peeking on Madden?
Yeah, when you're playing, the other guy's got a defense down there.
Like Tecmo Bowl?
I'm talking like
up
long,
left,
before, long before you could just throw a headset on and play over the internet. I'm talking about two guys sitting there with a controller on the same couch. I'm not screen peeking. Yeah.
Lastly, the great debate rages on whether a catcher's an infielder or not. We, of course, had our baseball insider on every Thursday during the season, Rob Bradford.
Is the catcher a part of the infield?
Yes.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, catcher.
Well, he's not part of the outfield.
Yeah, okay. That was my response. Catcher's an infielder.
But he is part of the battery. He's not an infielder. A catcher's not an infielder.
Yeah, no, don't sway him. He already said yes.
Can you do both?
But you asked it in a misleading way, I feel like. Is a catcher an infielder?
All right, maybe I didn't ask it right, but I got the right answer.
Is outfielders part of the lineup? Yeah, you can be both.
You can't be both. It's like, they're in the lineup.
What a silly point.
This is the type of thing. This is why
baseball's so great. Yay, baseball.
You said, is he part of the infield? I feel like that was a leading way to ask it. Is he an infielder?
Same thing, isn't it?
No.
It's a difference.
No.
Yeah, thank you, Nick.
No. Because you were asking more about like where he
is. All right, is center field a part of the outfield? Is center field an outfielder? It's the same thing.
Well, no, but in that case, those are both yes.
Right, but you would say like the pitcher is part of the infield, but you would say the pitcher isn't a fielder.
Yeah.
The pitcher's not a player.
That's what I need. Damn it, Billy.
He did win a gold glove.
Next week, we'll get to the bottom of this. Is a pitcher an infielder?
Because don't
blow this whole thing up.
The gold gloves go to the best fielders?
No, a pitcher wins one every year.
He's a fielder. He's an infielder. He plays the pitcher spot.
He's part of the battery. Is, of course,
good point. If you win a goal, if your position wins a gold glove, you're a fielder.
Okay.
Yeah, not bad.
And as you pointed out, Marcelo Meyer blew up the pitcher thing.
He did. He smoked that. When they come out, all the play-by-play guys that are around here, as soon as they come storming out of the dugout, they say, here they come, Syracuse Mets, take the field. Implying that everybody's taking the field. They're part of the field. In or out.
Yeah.
Okay.
The battery is part of the field. That's true.
Yeah.
So that's the full week in review?
That is it, man. Nice. That is a week in review.
What a week.
Yep.
What a week here on Jones and Keefe. Now, I know your eyesight's not the best, Keefe.
It's poor.
Something that we've been sitting here for 3+ hours. Longer than that. Something I've noticed here is up in right field, there appears to be a
Kraft corner?
Above Kraft corner. Oh. Can you see? There's a sign for, I'm guessing, a nacho place. Can you read the sign in there, or is your eyesight's not the best?
Wait, above Kraft corner?
Yeah, no shot, right?
Oh, no, I can't read that. Are you serious?
It's called Nacho Man. Which I feel like is a great name.
That is a great name.
Need a bigger sign for that.
That's a small sign.
You can barely read the Kraft corner, which is in large font.
Barely.
But yeah, you got no shot. I didn't even notice that before. Hey, you need a bigger sign there, Nacho Man.
I can read Shaw's. Shaw's did a good job with their font size.
Shaw's does a great job with everything, yep. Keith. But yeah, you can read that. That's good. That's maybe
Nacho Man.
Yeah.
All right, I'm about to swing by there too.
Does our voucher work there?
I got my buffet ticket.
My voucher works. At the chef's table buffet. Yeah, you're there.
There's also right next to the buffet, there's like a giant open bar.
Yeah, we're like, hey.
Is that for the media?
Hey, you forgot our drink tickets. Yeah, no, we forgot our drink tickets.
The guy's like, what?
No, yeah.
He's like, me?
So we're here for the Woo Sox opener. It's the Woo Sox. It's the Mets. We already talked to Marcelo Meyer, Jackie Bradley. Going to be throwing out the first pitch. Should be a fun one. He's going to join us here 1:30-ish, either in the grab bag, right before, shortly after. We'll figure out the timing.
Who knows?
We don't have all the details here today. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line. WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock. We'll get you the clip du jour. You still have time to vote in our final semifinal in the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket. Once that winner is set, we'll have a championship matchup on Monday. Winner will be announced on Tuesday. You can vote at Jones and Keefe. You can see the full bracket on Instagram and Twitter, at Jones and Keefe. It's time for Jackie Bradley Jr. and Grab Bag!
We're friends to the
Grab Bag.
Remember?
This is
Grab Bag.
Friend.
It's time for Grab Bag!
Yes, time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, broadcasting from Polar Park in Worcester. Getting ready for the Woo Sox season opener. Marcelo Meyer joined us earlier in the program. If you missed that interview, you can check out the podcast on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. And we have some clips out there on social media as well, including a new Big Three photo. Jones, myself, and Marcelo Meyer. Although he doesn't love the Big Three.
He doesn't nickname. He doesn't like the nickname with him, Anthony, and Campbell.
Right, right. But with us.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I personally feel better about it now that I've seen that picture. Yeah.
It was very good. We may even have another guest, perhaps, during Grab Bag. But in the meantime, Jones, we talked about the last night's Sweet 16 games. Four more games tonight. Anything jump out at you for these? Michigan State, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Kentucky, Auburn, Michigan, and Houston, Purdue. Kind of tough sledding there.
Yeah, so I thought I saw Purdue was one of the least bet teams in the Sweet 16. Now, that was a couple of days ago. That makes me want to lean Purdue, even on the money line, but certainly covering their number. And I'm trying to remember what that was off the top of my head. Tennessee's 4.5 against Kentucky. I would probably take Tennessee to cover that number. What was the first matchup you said again?
Ole Miss, Michigan State.
Ole Miss, I think, has a chance to cover. I wouldn't take them to outright beat Michigan State. Yeah. They have a chance to cover.
If you could only watch one game,
the Michigan-Auburn game is the best game.
Okay,
I think.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Kentucky-Tennessee might not be bad though. But I'm with you on that. Purdue and Houston are two teams that I always love to bet against, or at least certainly in the bracket pick against.
Same.
They're playing each other, so I'm like, I don't know. But it's been such a chalk tournament. Yesterday, all four higher seeds won. I feel like today, maybe Kentucky, but Houston and Auburn. Maybe they don't cover, but they're going to win.
Okay, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if Houston got picked off. I'm not like forecasting that, but like I said, I would dabble in the money line on that pick. That wouldn't shock me. That's more of a value bet than like a prediction, but yeah. And we all saw how my value bets worked yesterday. Sure. I was 0 for 4.
The 99 Red Sox. Always a
grab bag.
Red Sox play game 2 of the season tonight. You can listen to it right here on WEEI. It is Tanner Houck against the Rangers. So, speaking of predictions, Tanner Houck, final line tonight. What's your best guess? Oh, boy. Jones is making a face.
Five innings, four runs.
Oh, boy.
Two Ks? He's striking out nobody.
Say, two Ks and like 12 hits when the spring is gone.
Yeah, so I don't know. I do put stock in spring training.
Yeah. Now,
I would have been wrong about Abreu and his spring. I would have been wrong on some level about Crochet in his spring. So maybe I put too much into it. But I'll be consistent. Houck didn't look good. Texas has a good lineup. I imagine they get to him a little bit. So five innings, that's not nothing. Maybe he's cruising for a little bit. They catch up to him, four runs. I don't think he's going to punch people out. He didn't do it all spring. You have a prediction?
Yeah, I think it's going to be four plus, like into the fifth inning, like three or four runs, just a lot of hits. Like I'll continue that. That'd be my guess. Going up against Jack Leiter.
Yeah, so he was a former high pick. I thought it kind of fallen off, but I guess crushed it this spring. Throws a lot of heat. So I'll be curious to see that matchup tonight. Red Sox are going to need to bring their bats because neither of us have a high degree of faith in Tanner Houck. I hope they keep 162-0 rolling, though.
Also,
I hope they
keep day games today? Bit. Like, not just for them.
In
but
the
like,
sport?
It's the second day of the season.
Wait, is that true?
Well, there's a 4:10 game in Tampa. Everybody else is
but
7
again,
o'clock or
no,
later.
No 1 o'clocks.
Nothing.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday it was egregious, embarrassing. Yeah. Like, it's just all the decision makers in that sport need to look themselves in the mirror. Today, I guess, is less egregious, but yeah.
Still, it's early in the year.
It's Tampa's first game, right?
I know. Yeah, it is.
1 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't get it. Woo Sox playing at 3:05. Good start time.
The Woo Sox.
They get it.
They understand how to do it. Exactly.
You know what I'd really like?
Tell me.
A grab bag.
No, we can do it.
Grab bag.
A real
grab bag.
Not some fancy deconstructed Avon bull. A real
grab bag.
Wow, that is aggressive.
That's a deep cut. The Memphis Grizzlies have fired their head coach, Taylor Jenkins, with not many games left to go in the regular season for a team that's pretty good. I mean, they're a playoff team.
Yeah, I thought 41-24, is that right? I was just looking their record up. I backed out of it.
They're currently they're tied for the fourth seed in the West. They're tied with the Lakers. They're a couple games up on the Clippers. So I look at that, and like, that is very strange.
Sorry,
why do you think they fired him now?
44-29. Well, they just got smoked by the Thunder. So, like, who knows? Maybe something happened after the game. 21-point loss. Like, maybe that's the case.
But, like, the season's about to wind down. They've been a pretty good team. So, we might find out, like, another story.
Post-game brawl, like something like that. Like, I wonder how you go from the fifth seed in the West to firing your coach after you lose to a team that you should expect to lose to by 21 points. So pause in the grab bag, right? We have a guest joining us in the grab bag. It is Jackie Bradley Jr., former Red Sox outfielder, throwing out the first pitch here today, signing autographs for the fans. If you're in the area here in Worcester, Jackie, thanks for joining us here in the grab bag.
Appreciate it. Good to be here.
Have you ever thrown out a first pitch before?
Yes.
You have? Okay.
Really?
I have.
Where?
I thrown out a first pitch at my son and daughter's opening day this past year.
Nice.
So that's the second time I've done it for them.
Okay.
I've thrown out a first pitch at Kauffman Stadium.
Really?
When I was with Team USA back in 2010, Garrett Cole caught my first pitch.
Really? That's a
fun
bit of trivia.
Yeah. We were on Team USA together.
Who catches it at your kid's game? A kid or another coach? Like, who catches
it? It was a kid.
Really?
Actually, yeah. A kid caught it.
Put a little gas on behind it?
How hard are you throwing?
I probably threw it about 48 miles per hour.
So that'd be my 100%.
You're full
reaching back 48 miles.
Got to put something on it so that way I can control a little bit.
Nice. So you're here for opening day. So I would feel fraudulent if I didn't bring this up. So I can't ignore it. I don't know if you're aware. I was not the biggest believer of you during your playing career. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
No, I'm not.
Okay. So I want to give you the opportunity to do so. I was like, I'm not sure the guy's going to hit. You were the ALCS MVP.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if his defense is as good as people say. You won a gold glove. You made an all-star team. You won a World Series. So is there anything you want to say to haters like me? Any message to the haters? Because you were, surprisingly, a very polarizing player during your days with the Red Sox.
No, just thank you. I appreciate it. I guess they say any talk is good talk, right?
That's true. So, is that something that did it ever creep in when you were playing? Because some people say, oh, it's harder to play in Boston because the fans and the media care more than other markets. Like, did you notice that in real time?
I mean, yeah, they care for sure.
Yeah.
They're knowledgeable of the game. But wouldn't you want it that way? Wouldn't you want people?
Yeah. I mean, we can say it because we're not the ones getting booed or whatever.
I mean, cheered, yeah,
but players, yeah.
I mean, as a person, I can give and take. You know, there's some people who can just dish it, but they can't take it. But that's what I'm saying. You got to be able to. If you're gonna talk junk, you got to be able to receive it too.
Right. No doubt.
But I don't know. I always like enjoy it. I mean, when I grew up as a kid, it was almost part of being a family. When you could receive everything, and when you're going back and forth with all your cousins, that was all done out of love.
Mm-hmm.
That's because you wanted them to be better, wanted them to be tougher. So thank you for the love.
Well, no problem. So did you see the market? And you don't have to name names, but did you see the market? As you said, they care. Like, were there certain players that you saw as a big leaguer that impacted more? Like Boston got to them more than others.
Yeah, for sure. I think so. But I don't know. Everybody's different. They have different ways of, I guess, reacting or accepting. When I first got here, it was just different. I'm not from the Northeast. I'm from the South. So it's just cultural differences. But it's one of those things where, you know, you figure out a ways to adapt. You learn. I spent a lot of years up in the Boston area. So, I mean, even when I was, like, in college, I played in the Cape Cod League. So, you know, I've got a chance to learn and develop a lot of good relationships up here in the Northeast. And, you know, I'm appreciative for it.
There's a lot of excitement about the Red Sox team this year, right? And I'm curious, when you were playing in spring training, could you get a sense of – if this was going to be a good team versus other years, we were like, it might be tougher for us. Like, I don't know if it's like a chemistry thing or just the way all the guys kind of fit together. Because you were a part of some great teams, you were also a part of a few teams that didn't make the playoffs. Like, could you tell this early on in the year?
No.
Okay.
It's because it's so early. injuries are always a big thing just because the season is so long. Obviously, we all know talent. Talent is talent, and talent will, you know, take you as far as you go as long as you're healthy. But you can sense when you do have a good thing, though. I feel like you really can as the year kind of goes on. Guys are just things you can't really quantify. You can't quantify how close people are or the things that they do. I know I remember when we were it seemed like everything went well. Everything went right. Even the coach will make a substitution, and you'll be like, man, I don't know about that. And then it would all of a sudden, it would work out. Mm-hmm. You know, things like that constantly kind of just makes you grow as a team, and you start beginning to trust not only coaches, but you start trusting each other, and that's what pushes you forward.
Yeah. Jackie Bradley Jr. in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. I don't know how closely you follow the Red Sox these days, but they have three prospects. One's in the bigs now, Christian Campbell. They have Meyer and Anthony here right now. Does this group remind you at all, or do you see any similarities between you and Mookie and Xander when you guys were coming up?
If I'm being honest, I haven't really, I guess, truly been following it, you know, too closely. But obviously, you hear about all the great prospects and you know, the talent and, you know, what they're capable of doing. Obviously, you want everybody to work out, and I'm excited for him. I did see Campbell debuted yesterday and got hit as well. I was actually having dinner over at one of the little spot 158.
Nacho Man? No, it wasn't over there.
I think it was 158 Grill and Bar or something like
nice.
That, and happened to see the boys pull out the W. But yeah, I don't know too much, but I'm looking forward to learn.
All right, in your playing career, this is the two-parter. Pitcher that you least liked facing, the guy who had your number the most, and then conversely, was there a guy that you just loved to face, that you just absolutely looked forward to if you got a chance to face him?
I'll give you three different answers.
Love it.
Wow.
The pitcher that I think is the most difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't face him a whole lot, but in a limited time, Chris Sale.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Chris Sale was, he's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
And, the pitcher I would say that I struggled the most against, I guess, long term, I got a lot of bats out, Kevin Gausman.
Oh, yeah. He was great. He was great against the Red Sox in general.
Yeah.
He was good against everybody.
Good random ball player of the day.
Yeah, he's great.
And the pitcher that I probably would like to face the most, and he's awesome, don't get me wrong, Lance Lynn.
Oh, yeah.
He attacks the zone.
He just
attacks the zone. He's not afraid to throw his fastball.
Nice.
And I mean, he cuts it. He two seams. He four seams. He does it all. But you're gonna get a fastball.
Yeah.
So just gotta be ready.
Nice.
Do you have and I know you guys won the World Series in 2018. So beyond just a team moment, do you have a favorite individual moment? Whether it was on that run or early in your career, do you have a favorite moment that jumps out from your time in the bigs?
A lot of moments. I don't really focus on one particular moment, but, you know, as you play and you go out through your career and your so-called career doesn't go as you, I guess, expect it or the expectations that you have for yourself, but you end up coming back and you tell yourself you got to pick out the moments. These are the moments that, you know, that's what makes you, and that's what helped you stay in the big leagues for as long as you stayed in the big leagues, because it's hard. It really is. It's a hard game. I always thought I was going to be able to hit. I've hit at every single level, and I didn't hit as well in the big leagues as I wanted to, but I had moments. I had 29-game hit streak. I was an all-star. ALCS MVP. So it's moments like that. There's like, wow, there's glimpses like I can do it, but it's so hard to do it consistently. And that's what makes this one of the hardest sports there is to play in the game.
At what point during the hitting streak did you think, like, I have this hitting streak? Because I'm sure after, like, three or four games, like, that's cool, but, like, you're not really thinking about it. But then when people are telling you, like, hey, you've had 15 straight games or 20 straight. Was there a number in there that you're like, oh, this is something?
No, well, I honestly got to 10, and I didn't know.
Yeah,
I didn't know when I got to 10.
Starts getting amplified.
And then people start bringing it up to you.
Yeah, of course.
So then you're thinking about it then. But the one time where I thought it might come to an end, I had to face Wade Davis with Kansas City, and we had a doubleheader that day. So I came down to my last at bat. I think it was the bottom of the ninth. We didn't play 2-7s then. We still had them Niners.
Yeah, right.
So came Wade Davis. He's the closer coming in, and I get a hit off of him in the top of the ninth, actually, and I was off a curveball. Got a hit poked through right side, and then the following game, I had a homer the first at bat. So it's just like that was quick 1-2.
Yeah, two quick ones.
And then after that, it just felt like it was, going to keep going. And I honestly thought I was going to break the record.
Really?
I thought I was going to break.
That would have been quite a run.
Seriously?
Yeah.
29 games is quite a run. I'd start looking and be like, where's Lance Lynn?
I think I was like three games away.
Yeah.
Something like that. I think it was 30. Is it 32?
For the Sox?
Yeah, for the Sox.
Yeah. That sounds right. Something like that.
Dom DiMaggio.
Dom DiMaggio has it, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Well, Jackie, for the fans that don't know, what are you up to? You said you got the two young kids. What are you up to these days?
Four young kids.
Four. I'm sorry. Four kids. Yeah.
So you know exactly what
I'm talking about. Yeah, I was going to say, that's that question.
A lot of not sleeping. Okay, I got you there on that one. Well, best of luck throwing out the first pitch here today. You don't have to take it 48 miles an hour, take anything off. You're going to let it rip?
No. No. My arm's going to be left right there at the plate if I don't let it rip.
Fair enough.
All right, well, we appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Good luck here today.
Thank you.
And don't be a stranger. Jackie Bradley Jr. in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. Thanks so much.
Welcome.
All right. What do we have here?
We'll come back to Clip du Jour.
We'll come back. We'll get you our Clip du Jour. And stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe WEEI from Polar Park in Worcester. The Woo Sox, a little over an hour from now, are going to get their season started. It's time now, though, Jones, for the Clip du Jour. Are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the Clip du Jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the Clip of the Day. And new friend of the show, Marcelo Meyer, who's going to be playing short and batting third today for the Woo Sox, joined us in the booth. And obviously, the topic of ghosts came up, and he has a little bit more connection to ghosts than I certainly ever imagined him
for
saying.
For sure.
Yeah. So I got a text from, I'm not going to say who. It was Rob Bradford. And he told me to ask you.
Yeah, you're already shaking your head.
Yeah. You know, we work in the same place.
Yeah.
And so he told me to ask you about your spring training house, which Roman Anthony says was haunted, but you don't think it was haunted?
Haunted?
Haunted. Yeah, haunted house.
Wow. Okay, go.
Yeah, we have a roommate. So we lived with five dudes in spring training. We have a roommate named Matthew Donlin who was fully convinced that his room was haunted. And, like, to this day, he still texts us. He's like, dude, the controller was on the table last night. It's not there anymore. I'm like, save it.
Yeah, you're
like, I'm not buying it, you know? And one day, Matthew took Roman's controller of his room because it was that's how you turn the light on, through a controller.
Yeah.
And just started turning the lights on and off.
Nice.
And me and Roman started freaking out. Because we didn't buy it at first. Next thing you know, his lights, he's like, dude, my light just turned on. And it happened again, and we were, like, already packing our stuff. We were going to go to the Holiday Inn for the night.
You're out of there.
Yeah, we were gone.
Wow.
He ended up telling us that it was him. But,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think the house is haunted. It was pretty cool.
So that house wasn't haunted, but would you believe that some houses could be haunted?
100%.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I believe in that.
100%. Good.
100%.
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
Well, do you have, like, an experience outside of spring training? No, nothing.
I mean, as a kid, I just used to see ghosts.
See ghosts?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, interesting.
Where was that?
No, actually, at my house.
At your home where you grew up?
Really?
Yeah.
So it goes on from there. So I highly recommend you check out the whole interview.
Wait a minute.
I was like, hold on. I was like, because there's a big difference. I am one of these, like, I believe in ghosts.
But you've never seen one.
Yeah, I'm not like, I've seen them.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up seeing them. That's what he said. And then he is pretty, he's funny. And so I didn't know if he was just messing with us, because that'd be funny. Just like these two.
They thought I grew up in a house full of ghosts.
No, but like, we kept asking him. He's like, no, I did. He's like, I haven't. And I'm like, all right. again, maybe he still is messing with us, but we like followed up on him three times, and he's like, yeah.
Yeah, if he's still messing with us, he is Andy Kaufman level.
That's true.
Committed.
That'd be a great bit.
That would be a good bit.
But he also was like, he said him and Roman like packed their stuff and were ready to go. So he clearly believes in ghosts.
Yeah,
they were going to leave. Otherwise, you'd just be like, dude, where are we going? We're not going anywhere.
It's a good point. Who foots that bill? Can you be like, hey, our hotel room is haunted. I'm not paying for this? Or is he I was the fourth overall pick. I got money. We're going we're going to the Holiday Inn.
I'd ask Bregman or Devers.
Yeah.
Like, guys, listen.
Well, you know what? Good job by Bradfo.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good job by Bradfo.
He also gave me one other question, which I told him I was not going to ask.
What was it?
He said, apparently Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony have the same car.
Nice.
So he said, ask him which one is better and why.
Like a Jetta?
Yeah, I think they're driving a Jetta. Yeah. He goes, ask him which one is better and why. And I texted him, I go, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, but why?
But I thanked him for the ghost one. No, I thanked him for the ghost one.
Who knows what kind of answer we could have got?
No, that's true. He actually probably would have had a good answer. He's good. But, no, I mean, I decided to take two.
Nice.
And use the one that I thought was better.
Good job. Always keep something in the back pocket.
Uh-huh. Next time we talk to him.
What a day.
It was a great day.
I was very skeptical about halfway through the show how this was going to go, but what a day.
The place of my birth, Jones. You knew this was going to go great.
The place of...
Not Polar Park, but...
Right at home plate.
I was conceived in the outfield.
My parents were taken in a game. They went to Kraft Corner. They ordered Nacho Man.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Mending fences with Jackie Bradley Jr.
Yeah.
Marcelo Meyer for
awesome
the show.
What awesome a day. Week.
What a day. Go Worcester.
Thanks for listening.
Go Woo Sox. You can hear the Red Sox tonight. 8 o'clock. Pregame starts a little after 7. Stay tuned. You got WEEI afternoon. Yeah, I got Hart.
Oh,
yeah, I got Fitzy. You got Ted. Oh.
Steph Diggs, 215.
Steph Diggs going to be introduced to the media at 215. Don't miss it right here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.